Alrighty. How would you greet somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime?
Good morning.
What would be the latest you would say that?
12 o'clock.
Okay. After that, you would say what?
Good afternoon, or how are you, or something.
What part of the day comes after afternoon?
Night. Evening.
When does afternoon stop and evening begin to you?
Well, I think afternoon is afternoon. And I would say after 5 o'clock, it's evening.
Okay. What would you say to somebody when you leave them during the daytime?
Goodbye.
What about when you leave them at night?
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Say if on the farm you start to work before daylight.
Dawn.
All right, we started to work before?
Dawn.
What about another word?
Sunrise.
All right. And you stayed out?
Sun up till sundown.
Okay. All right, this verb, you got out in the field and you were able to see the sun?
Rise.
All right. When we got out there, the sun had already?
Risen.
All right. At 5 o'clock this morning, the sun?
Was up.
Or?
Had risen.
Or the sun blank at 5 o'clock?
Was rising.
All right, just one word.
Shining.
It begins with R. The sun what at 5 o'clock?
Rose.
That's what it
sure.
Was. Okay. All right, let's say Tuesday is today, so Monday was?
Yesterday.
All right, and Wednesday's?
Tomorrow.
Okay. What about this situation? If somebody came to see you, not this Sunday immediately past, but the one before that?
Sunday before last.
Okay, and if somebody's coming to see you, not this coming Sunday?
Sunday after next.
Okay. What if somebody stays at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about?
2 weeks.
All right. Do you ever hear people use the word fortnight around
mm-hmm.
here? Okay. If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask me what?
What time is it?
Yeah,
what time do you have?
Okay, and I have to look at my
watch.
All right. If it's exactly midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what time would you say it was?
7:30.
Anything else?
Half past.
Okay.
Half past.
All right. And if it's 15 minutes later than 10:30, what time?
Quarter till.
Okay. All right, talking about something you've been doing for a long time, you say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
All right. A child who's just had his 3rd birthday, you'd say he's
3 years old.
Okay. And something that happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened
a year ago.
All right. Okay, a few things about the weather. You might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks, a little dark.
Clouds.
Right. How would you describe the day? You know, there's a lot of blue sky, not too many clouds. It's nice.
Brilliant.
Okay. You'd say it's going to be a
brilliant day.
Right. What about the opposite? If it's very dark and
gloomy.
Yeah. Or if it's going to be a
gloomy day.
Okay. What would you say the weather is doing if the clouds begin to thicken and darken? Expect some rain, you'd say the weather is
changing.
Sure.
Clouding up.
You ever hear threatening?
Mm-hmm.
How would that be used?
A storm coming, threatening weather.
Threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if the clouds begin to pull off and the sun shines through,
it's brightening up.
Okay. What about if you have maybe 2 inches of rain in just an hour? You'd say you had a regular
flood. Mm-hmm. A cloud burst.
Ever heard of gully washer?
Mm-hmm.
So you might say.
Yeah, gully washer. That's right.
What if you have a lot of lightning? What kind of storm?
Electrical storm.
Okay. All right, this verb, you just got your clothes up on the line, but the wind came along and
blew them away.
All right. The wind sure has
blown.
It's going to
blow.
Okay. All right, if the wind is coming from that direction, you'd say it's